And so at first I want to say hello to my wife.
So this
all the practice what we're going to do, this, the result is that. So, definitely few of us, so many, you see, hundreds, you know, thousands, eons past, you know, great karmas. And by meditating, by listening and teaching, I so much preparation in mind that to end suffering and samsara soon, to be much closer to the cessation of the all the suffering and causes, the karma and delusion. It looks difficult, but if one practice dharma, delusion, karma looks difficult. So like that, you see. Synthesis also looks very painful if you just let it go, if you just continue to experience it. But if you take medicine, it can be recovered. You know, but if you don't take medicine, if you don't do anything, of course, you continuously experience, of course, it's let it to happen. Of course, it is very unbearable. But you can, you see, but, yeah, but if you take the solution, such as taking medicine, you see, treatment from the correct treatment from the doctor, you know, and you're able to solve that problem. So similar here, as long as we don't practice dharma, as long as we do not practice dharma, so of course, delusion karma is a is a very, say, it's so powerful that, say, you know, that you're controlled, that you're completely controlled by this all the time. But because it's causative phenomena, like the sicknesses, because it's causative phenomena, so by taking medicine, you can usually stop that. Due to other cause conditions, it can be stopped. Similar, and the, by practicing dharma, it can, since delusion, karma, the cause of the suffering is causative phenomena, is not permanent phenomena. So therefore, by practicing dharma, the solution, practicing dharma, it can be, say, ceased. The cause of the suffering, delusion, karma, can be ceased. Can be controlled, can be seized. So, in this way, then all the suffering can be seized, can be stopped. So therefore, during this time, whether one understands what is emptiness or not, it's not saying that, by this it's not saying that anyway, it doesn't matter. So the so even one didn't understand, didn't get clue, or didn't get the idea of what is the emptiness. But you see, didn't get clue or didn't get the understanding what is emptiness. But you see, There are many other practices, not just mental emptiness, so therefore you see, during this during these 2 days that so much of a negative karma get purified. So much positive imprint, will be left on the mental continuum in this, you see, these few days, in this short time, so much positive imprint will be left, that which so much preparation will be done in the mind, you see, to achieve everlasting happiness, the liberation from samsara, not on that highest happiness or the the great liberation, the full enlightenment. So there will be so much preparation, you see, done on one's mental continuum. For that. In other words, purpose of our life, meaning as I often said, not just to solve problem, not just to solve one's own problem, only one's own problems, and to obtain happiness just for oneself. The purpose of one's life, that is to free the numberless of other sentient beings who want happiness, who do not want, who want happiness, who do not want suffering. to free them from all the sufferings and to cause perfect happiness towards all sentiments, including full enlightenment, the great liberation. So that is the purpose of our life. That is the ultimate goal of our life. So therefore, we need to build potential for this. You see, we need to build potential. Increase and build potential. Need to generate the path to enlightenment, method of wisdom, generate and develop. this is what we are going to do. So what is going to happen during this short time, the few days, is this. So this is what to attempt. So to do the to do the practices Chongsil did. So we're going to, before the discourse, we're going to do the preliminary meditation prayer to receive blessings, to receive our obstacles and to receive blessings. So, begin with the paying homage to Guru Satyamana Buddha, our kind, compassionate Guru Satyamana Buddha, and to Triple James. Lama, Jiwo do not engage in the unwholesome action, that which means any harmful action towards oneself and towards others, especially towards other sentient beings. Then engage in perfect wholesome action, which means perfect and beneficial action, that which that which causes only happiness towards oneself, especially towards others. So the way to do this is by subduing the mental mind, by guarding, you know, one's own mind from the delusions. So that's what's saying, subdue one's own mind, and this is the teaching of the Buddha. So that's one then, and the essence is to recollect, you know, nature of our life, the nature of our life, the impermanence, you see, impermanence, death, and that constant change and decay, you know, once my life, once the body, possessions, sound and people, enemy, friend, so forth, all these causative phenomena are changing, decaying. They do not last, even within every second. Even within each second. So that these things can be stopped anytime. Just night before last night, I think. So I got mixed up times. I think last night, I think. So, so at the dinner,
not by machines, not by, you see, medicine, some
acts and medicine or machines, but by our mind. So, by, see, to be able to overcome, to be able to have control over this, to be able to be free from this, to abandon this, to be free from this, the cycle of death and rebirth, you know, of the samsara. And we need to actualize, we need to approach our level, our mind to that level of path. In the respect of path, then, one need to achieve, you know, iron path. when one achieves another ship, then one has control over the, so one is free from this, then one, so, when we achieve, so according to Mahayana path, when we achieve the iron path, the third rising path, Mahayana rising path, then we have overcome that, and then we are free from the cycle of death and rebirth. Then that time we have overcome this. There are five paths to achieve full enlightenment. The third path, Mahayana rising path. And then in Tantra, the Mahayana, the secret mantra, Vajrayana, then highest Tantra, there's a two stages, generation stage and completion stage. So completion stage is the so there are five categories. The isolation of body and the speech and mind, there is a clear light, then illusory body, the unification of those two, then the unification of normal learning. So when you achieve the, when you have achieved the clear light, after having achieved the clear light, then you have overcome death. Then you experience normal death. You see the cycle, the samsaric death and some, you see the suffering death and suffering rebirth. You know, which means samsaric. You see, death and rebirth. So until one achieves, develop one's mind up to those level of path, then one has to experience the the cycle of death and rebirth. As mentioned in the teachings, by achieving the iron path, the Mahayana iron path, the rising path, since from this time, then the Bodhisattva has, the iron being has completely abandoned, was free from the rebirth, old age, sicknesses, the dead. So therefore, so that these people happen, you see, so these things happened, already happened in Pema's death, suddenly, you see, happening every day, in the same country, you know, in the same city, in the same world, in the same world, same in a country, in the same city, it's every day happening, day and night. So now, so therefore, we are unbelievable fortunate that so far it didn't happen to us. It's a miracle. So it's a miracle that it's a miracle. Yeah. It's a magic. Maybe put this way, magic. Maybe it's more clear. not black magic. I don't know if it's black magic. Maybe not black magic. Anyway, so it's like, anyway, it's a magic, you know, that we, yes, it's a magic, you know, that we still survived. we still survived, nothing happened to us. And you see now, on the top of this, surviving, yes, it's a magic, yes, it's very, one way is extraordinary, see, it's magic, you know. But then you see one way, you see, one way of thinking, even, see, the survival, being alive, survival, if this is used, you see, to abandon the cause of suffering and to practice, and to abandon the cause of suffering and virtue, and to practice the cause of happiness, the virtue, the good karma, then, you see, then really, you say that life is special. then really magic, you know. See, that words. Then, especially able to benefit for others and things, able to use your life to be beneficial for others, to be useful for others. By practicing good heart. By practicing good heart towards others, then the life, that one has been survived or been alive, is really special, is really extraordinary. So, really worthwhile. Otherwise, surviving just to. without practice of good heart, you see, without practice of good heart, then even without Dharma practice, you know, even without Dharma practice, so life did not become beneficial even for yourself. You know, life did not become beneficial even for yourself, even for your own happiness. Life has been used. Since one doesn't protect one's mind, doesn't practice Dharma, then the attitude of life is always non-virtue. If you let it go, you know. Whatever happens, let it happen. Then you see, the old mind is a delusion. The old mind that we have is delusion. Ignorance, anger, and attachment. The old mind, if you just let it happen, you see. You know, let be myself. See? Let be myself. you let to be yourself, you know. Then, you see, what happens, you see. Habituated in the delusion, ignorance and attachment from beginning as it birth until now, you see, what the mind has been familiar or have been habituated, living together with the delusion, So, therefore, if one let to be one soul. the old soul, or the old mind, you know. And then he says, then what happens? One becomes a continual samsara being. One becomes continual circular, you see. One becomes continual circular. So then suffering has no end. Suffering of samsara, your suffering of samsara has no end. Becomes endless. So if one let oneself, you see, to be what you are, so so therefore when we analyze like this, so if one doesn't get practice good heart, if one doesn't get practice even Dharma, then I think, you see, the abandon at least cause of the suffering, the practice, you know, cause of happiness, correct cause of happiness, the virtue, then, you see, in this way at least there's some benefit to yourself, you know, now in the future, you see. Especially future, the long run, and all the future lives. By the way, even this life is, they say, one is benefited by the way, also in this life. So without this, the life, say, yeah, how long one live, and the, you know, how long one has ever lived, survived, you know? Able to survive by, say, by making so much expenses on this body to take care of this body, you know, by making thousands of dollars, $10,000, however, making so much expenses, you know, to take care of this body. You know, even one is able to, say, make this body healthy and able to live for a long time, say, hundreds or even thousands. Even one is able to live for thousands of years, the life becomes useless, like completely empty and useless. Not only that, not only useless, but harmful, because the way the life is used is only to create the karma, cause of the suffering. So life is used only to create the cause to harm to one's soul, now in the future. So therefore, in one way, just being, you see, alive doesn't mean it, you see, it doesn't mean anything. Because it's no meaning. No purpose in that way. So however, the conclusion is that so many of this, you see, so many people in the world so many people in the world, in the same country, in the same city, died, you know, that last year, last month, last week, yesterday, today. So many people, you see, haven't met Dharma. They died, you know, without meeting Dharma. So many, you see, so many hundreds, you know, so many hundred thousands, say hundred thousands of them died without having met Dharma, without normal wisdom, you know, what is the right thing to practice, what's the wrong thing to abandon, the cause of happiness, you know, cause, is the unmistakable cause of happiness, unmistakable cause of suffering. And then without any opportunity to practice and to purify negative karma, without any opportunity to purify, at least to purify the past negative karmas. So even that didn't happen. You know, just created the additional need karma in this life, and you know, besides the past need karmas, but nothing happened there. Nothing get purified, because happened like Dharma, so therefore no opportunity to practice anything besides, you know, having opportunity to meditate on Lam Rim, the renunciation, but it's the emptiness. Leave aside opportunity to practice the Mahayana, the secret mantra, Vajrayana Tantra. So didn't have opportunity to leave at least imprint, you know, by listening teaching. By listening teaching of the Buddha Dharma. Which makes great preparation in the mind, you know, by planting at least this imprint to achieve the liberation from the samsara, the great liberation, the full enlightenment. So, So therefore, we are extremely fortunate that we have this opportunity to practice Dharma, especially to practice Lam Rim, the steps of path to enlightenment, the heart of the whole entire, we see, Buddhism or the Buddha's teachings. So having met unmistaken teaching of the Buddha Dharma, what one is going to practice, what one is going to devote to one's own life, is something unmistaken, something that doesn't cheat you, doesn't mislead you. If it's practiced, it only brings to, you see, liberation from samsara, and a state of omniscient mind, full enlightenment. It brings, it leads you only to the happiness. So going to the essence of wisdom. Prostrate to thy antebellum, thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajgiri on the massive Rajas mountain, together in one method with a great assembly of monks and great assembly of Buddhists. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the concentration of the countless aspect of phenomena called of profound illumination. At that time, also the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, was looking perfectly at the practice of profound professional wisdom, perfectly looking at the emptiness of the inherent existence of fire, is also. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the Benevolent Buddha, said the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, how should a child of lineage train, wish to engage in the practice of profound professional wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the spirit of the Swara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, replied to the Benevolent Buddha as follows. Chariputra, whatever son of the daughter of the lineage wishes to engage in the practice of profound professional wisdom should look perfect like this. Subsequently, looking perfectly and correctly at the emptiness of the inherent existence of the five is also. Emptiness is a form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. Likewise, feeling, those conscience are empty. Chariputra, like this, all phenomena are merely empty. Have no characteristics. They are not produced and do not cease. They have no defilements and no separation from them. They have no degrees and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no composition effect, dus boven de haai nog hier, dan was dat hangen naar boven nog maar. Dan vond ik van, dus mijn moed is niet groot. Nou, voor de minuut is nog haar element, dus of het had nog maar het element. Onze had nog element onmiddellijk is. Dus nog ignorance, nog exertion ignorance. En zo voort had nog aging dead. Nog exertion aging dead. Likewise, there is no sovereign origin, cessation of power. No exalted wisdom, no attainment, or no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is no attainment, but the sovereign law on abide in the perfection of wisdom. The mind has no obstruction, therefore, no fear. I said no fear. Something, as long as something which exists, then it's okay, it doesn't matter. But if I say some word which doesn't exist, maybe. So as long as something exists, then that means, so that means, you know, it has to be empty, because it has to be empty, so it's okay, no. As long as some word comes up, some phenomena which exists, then it's okay. passing utterly beyond praise of it, they attain the final state of being sorrow. Also, all the Buddhas who perfectly reside in the three times, and now upon the perfection of wisdom, become manifest and complete because in the state of unsurpassed, perfect, and complete. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal and unequal mantra, the mantra that truly pacifies all suffering since it is not false, should be known as truth. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. The purpose under the body is for her. Shariputra, a Bodhisattva, a great being, should train in the perfection of wisdom like this. Then the blessed one arose from that concentration, said as well. So the Bodhisattva, the great being, that he has spoken one, good, or child village, it is like that. Since it's like that, just as you have revealed, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced in that way. And the other will also rejoice. When the blessed one has said this, that the Shariputra spelled as well, the Bodhisattva, the great being, and the entire assembly of Bodhisattva, as well as the worldly beings, God's him and them, and God's spirits, were delighted and highly praised what has been spoken by the blessed one. We recite the Manjushri, we visualize the Manjushri, and then it's good when we do a heart sutra meditation, then it's good to visualize good to do the also practice the Manjushri. Since that is a day to wisdom, embodiment of all the Buddha's wisdom. Homage to Manjushri, the Buddha of wisdom. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a scriptural text symbolic of his seeing all things in there, whose intelligence shines forth like the sun, unclouded by delusion or trash of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the loving compassion of Father for his only child, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of their ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering, you, whose dragon thunder-like proclamation of Dharma arises us from the stupor of our disturbing attitude and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, who wields the sword of wisdom, hewing down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of ignorance, you whose princely body is adorned with the 112 marks of Buddha, who has completed the stages achieving the highest perfection of the Sabbath, who has been pure from the beginning, I bow down to you, O Manjushri. With the brilliance of your wisdom, O compassionate one, illuminate the darkness enclosing my mind, enlighten my intelligence and wisdom, so that I may gain insight into Buddha's words. That is explained in. Then we do morning prayers. Yeah.
Sanjay,